Hi there, everybody. Welcome to the Nerd Dump podcast. Not to be confused with the Nerd Dump video game or the Nerd Dump the movie or the Nerd Dump the video game the movie.com. Today, I'm Cody.
But only today.
Tomorrow, who knows what you're going to be.
Right.
You could be Cameron, but not today because that's who I am.
Right.
And I'm generally always Honey.
Generally. But not always. But no. Generally. So welcome to the podcast today. Well, of course, we are going to be talking about 2018.
It's been really good so far.
Yeah.
I mean, well, it hasn't been really good. It hasn't been a complete crap storm.
Well, according to our last tweet, it was a complete crap storm. Or not our last tweet, but the tweet before that, I think. The reason we skipped last week.
Oh, yeah, because it was a crap storm. Well, that was literally a crap storm.
Yeah. A complete crap storm.
Yeah, that was my fault.
Yep.
I kind of been playing around with too much biological warfare. I've been sick for almost a month now because of it. Mm-hmm. I probably shouldn't keep messing with it. Because I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, science, you know, science. Yeah.
You should probably just go back to playing with plutonium again. Because that seemed to work out pretty well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wasn't dying.
And that's how you got to time travel in the first place.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still a little fuzzy on how that all happened.
You shoved a bunch of plutonium in random holes and then time travel.
Does memory loss count as time travel?
Well, that's from the plutonium in your ears.
Probably. If you're retconning your own history, it could be.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know, man.
Yeah. For those of you, who have not listened to us before, Honey's a time traveler, and we're all idiots.
So. For those of us who haven't listened before.
You're all caught up now.
Yeah, I was reading Gwynpool today.
Uh-huh.
You guys ever heard of Gwynpool?
I have. Yeah.
It's a comic book.
It is.
It's in the Marvel Universe.
It's ending.
It is ending, yes.
Well, to be fair, half of their books that are actually good are ending right now. But
I'm, again, 6 months behind, so I just got to the issue where she started breaking the comic book rules, kind of. Like, her brother came and tried to take her back to the real world, but they didn't figure out until later they were still trapped in the comic book. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So Gwynpool is a character from our universe
right. Who
ended up in the Marvel Comics universe. So she's aware of, like, everybody's secret identity, all their superpowers. Everything that they don't want people to know about, she happens to know it all.
Yep.
So it's really funny.
Miles Morales Spider-Man, a Doombot who wants to be a human, and, what's her name? This crazy spider-eyes lady who somehow became Sorcerer Supreme.
Madam Web?
Yeah. No. Maybe? Wait. I don't remember.
Okay.
Anyway, she's Sorcerer Supreme in the future. They come back from the future, and they talk to Gwynpool's brother, and like, you gotta get her out of here. She ruins everything. And somehow she just starts disappearing and walking to different times and stuff like that. And it's because she learns how to step out of the comic book panel and go to different panels in the comic book.
Oh,
yeah. That's fun.
Yeah. That's like a superpower.
It is. She's legit got a superpower now, so it's pretty fun. Yeah.
Very cool.
So if you haven't been reading your Gwynpools, read them. They're pretty good. Honestly, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I was really surprised because I thought it was just a gimmick, and I picked up the first issue and was like, I'll give it a shot. The art is incredibly cool. It's very manga-esque, at least for the first story
art.
It
pretty much stays that way the whole time.
Yeah.
From what I've seen so far.
Yeah, the art is good, and it's just really funny.
Yep.
Like, I was really surprised by how quality the book actually is.
This book, Gwynpool, has actually made me enjoy Batroc the Leaper as a character. So, because he's a pretty big part of it for a lot of it. He's kind of Gwynpool's mentor.
Huh.
So, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And MODOK was their boss too for a while, and that was really fun.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to reread that. I've been reading the X-Men before the X-Men relaunch they did again last year, which was extraordinary, and then Uncanny, and then all new X-Men, which was the teenage time displaced versions.
Yep.
It's okay.
Right.
I fell behind because I just wasn't enjoying it, and they were double shipping like all of the books, and I just couldn't keep up.
There are a lot of X titles.
There really are. And the ones I'm reading, unfortunately, they're okay, but I'm really looking forward to getting to the X-Men Blue and Gold that they launched last year. Because I'm even farther behind than you are.
Nice.
So
you actually buy the physical comics.
I did for a while. There's still a few that I get, mainly the Star Wars books. Okay. But yeah, for the most part, like Marvel's canceled most of the books that I've been reading.
Right.
So I kind of... But there are some that are coming out this year that I'm looking forward to. And that could actually...
I've been shot!
Somebody... That might have been my bad.
Yep.
So that could segue into our topic for the night, which is what we are excited for in 2018.
2018 is a year. Toilet paper roll knowledge. 2018 is the current year at the time of recording the podcast.
Indeed. Not our first...
Started in January.
Yep. Not our first... December.
That's generally how time works, but...
Remember what I said about us being idiots?
Nope.
Okay, good. It's totally not true.
Nope.
I don't remember being an idiot. Did you remember
what we're talking about? what we're excited for in 2018. I was going to use that to kind of springboard into some of this stuff.
Right.
At least comic book-wise that I'm really excited for.
Comic books.
Yes. You actually said comic books, but in a weird way. Okay. Yeah.
Toilet paper roll of knowledge. Comic book is a bunch of paper with little pictures on it and word bubbles.
Yep.
Did you read?
Yeah.
Not how any of this works. No, it's not how anything works. So
what are you looking forward to this year?
Well, as I stated before, Marvel has, as much as I love them, they have been canceling a lot of books that I have really enjoyed.
Right.
Like America and...
They canceled America?
Okay, canceled America.
Didn't know that. Of America.
Right. Well, let's be fair. America dang near got canceled last year.
Yeah.
And this year's not looking so good either.
Right.
But, no, the Marvel comic featuring the character America Chavez,
yes.
Who was last seen in Ultimates and Young Avengers before that.
Interdimensional paramedic.
Yep. Minus the paramedic. Well, no, actually.
She calls herself a paramedic, true. Yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
Is it paramedic?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So that was canceled, sadly.
She got powers to go from dimension to dimension, and I think she also got super strength or something.
Yeah, super strength, and I can't remember if she can actually fly or if she just has like bounding. Yeah, like old school Superman powers. But she's awesome, and her book just ended, or is getting ready to. Hawkeye's got a couple more issues left. I've been enjoying that book with Kate Bishop.
Regular.
They're probably ending Hawkeye because they just started Old Man Hawkeye.
Could be.
That could be. And what with Infinity War coming out, we could have a new Clint Barton book come out, or maybe a team up with the two of them.
Yeah.
You never know. But those are just the ones that are ending. The ones that are actually coming out soon, Gail Simone, who wrote Deadpool and has just written a lot of amazing books, is actually taking the reins for a Domino comic.
Ooh.
Considering that character is, of course, going to appear in Deadpool 2,
Electric Boogaloo. Toilet paper roll of knowledge, Domino is not just pizza, but it's a mutant who has the power of luck.
Yep.
That's basically it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Luck is constantly on her side. Also, toilet paper roll of knowledge, Electric Boogaloo is the subtitle for the amazing dance flick Breakin' 2. Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
I feel like I should do a toilet paper roll of knowledge, too.
Yeah.
Also, dominoes are a game that you can play.
Damn, I didn't
know
that
one.
Yeah.
I failed toilet paper.
Mind blown. Yeah. Well done, sir. Well done. Domino's going to have her own book, own ongoing series.
We're the worst people.
Yep, we pretty much are. But I'm really looking forward to that because it's the first time that she's written anything for Marvel in a long time.
First time Domino's written anything for Marvel.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. A long time. Yep.
Going fourth wall breaking here. Fifth wall breaking.
Yep. And speaking of wall breaking, another book that I'm super excited for is All New Exiles. Actually, I think it's just called Exiles, but
It's a new team of exiles, or the same old team?
Same one character from the original, right. But all new team.
Right.
What's exiles?
Toilet paper roll knowledge. Go ahead.
Exiles was a team in the early 2000s that was a result of another X-Men launch. They threw a bunch of mutant characters together from different universes, mm-hmm. and put them into a team. And the idea was that they would go from one reality to another to fix an anomaly, to basically fix something in the time stream.
Yeah.
So it was
probably something I messed up.
Probably.
In fact, I'm pretty sure I saw you in that comic.
Multiple issues.
It probably happens.
Yep.
You got to fix a lot of stuff. I messed up.
Yep. That's the whole point. This is a new book. It's called Exiles versus Stephen Hoding.
They're pretty much just putting you in all of the Marvel events. So there's Age of Honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Civil War featuring Honey.
Honeyverse.
Yeah. Yep. Honey Zombies.
Yeah. Trying to think of another one. Civil Honey. Yeah.
It almost implies that I'm civil.
It doesn't, though. I would have said Honey War, but that's like 90 different books.
Yeah. And my personal favorite, Honey Lethal Protector.
Honey Empire.
Mm, yeah.
That's two.
Honey Kills the Marvel Universe.
Already happened.
Yeah.
And again.
Honey the Duck.
That one. I want to see that. I'm going to draw that one when I get home.
That'd be great. What were we talking about?
Me.
Actually, we were.
I know.
And Exiles. I can't remember who's writing it. I could probably look it up.
Yeah, it's
but,
fine.
But they're bringing back
our
Blink.
Podcast listeners, yes. Have come to expect us not to know what we're talking about 50% of the time.
Pretty much.
If we got our on the ball now, they wouldn't listen to us
anymore. No. We set the precedent early, like episode 0.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I guess the first one was 0.
What was that about? Do you guys remember?
We just talked about it. We were surprisingly entertained by it, which just shows how narcissistic we are.
Yeah, I loved episode 0, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was kind of fun.
That was the best one.
That was almost a year ago. We are coming up on the 1-year anniversary of the Nerd Dump, which
happy
is not the
birthday!
Point of the episode, but no, it's not. Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
So
we drove poop.
We did. Yep.
Anyway.
Blink's coming back. She's going to be the leader of the team. Iron Lad from Young Avengers.
Iron Lad, that does not sound familiar. I'm trying to think who that is.
I should younger say
child Iron Man.
But actually, it's the younger version of Kang who brought the Young Avengers together.
Originally. Okay, that makes sense.
Yep. And there's a cartoon version of Wolverine.
Cartoon version of Wolverine?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's very weird.
Yeah, like I'm confused at what you're...
Yeah, we should probably pull up a picture of this.
Yep. And there
and
is
then
a...
maybe post it somewhere if we remember to.
That's a good idea. There's also a future version of Kamala Khan.
Of course.
A.K.A. Miss Marvel.
I don't know who that is.
There's
Stretchy Girl.
Yep.
Stretchy and Human Girl.
Pretty much.
Not to be confused with Captain Marvel. Those are two different people now.
And there's also
three different people, technically.
There's a
little cartoony, chibi... looking Wolverine.
Oh, is this like one of them
mental blitzes?
Yeah.
I think so. And there's also an alternate reality version of Valkyrie, who's very much inspired by the actress from Thor Ragnarok.
Ragnarok.
So very, very looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm.
Words.
So, yes.
Words.
Apart from Marvel, actually... IDW has been publishing Star Wars comics lately, and they just capped their Forces of Destiny miniseries, which is based on the YouTube cartoon series featuring a different female character or a pair of characters.
Okay.
This week...
Did you say YouTube?
It was a YouTube cartoon series.
Huh.
For Star Wars. They have a toy line. They've got a whole line of stuff for this.
Didn't know anything about it.
This week they're releasing a book about Rose and Paige, who we met in The Last
Jedi. Sisters, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Paige
is the one that...
We met one of them.
Alert.
The other one died.
Spoiler alert.
Well,
within the first 5
spoiler
seconds.
Alert.
We met both of them.
One of them did this.
Yes, one of them. Yep. They both had heroic sacrifices. One of them Didn't go as well as the other one.
Yep, one of them kissed the girl at the end.
Boy, the guy.
Kissed the boy.
Yeah.
Oh, the song is Kiss the Girl from The Little Mermaid.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I was quoting.
I gotcha.
Yeah. Oh.
In my head, the song was playing.
She also was...
all the time. Just non-stop playing that song in my head. It's very rapey if you listen to it.
You were going to say something about being tased.
Yeah. I was going to say, she also tasered Finn, but, or stunned him or whatever.
Yeah. That was funny.
She stunned him.
That was hilarious. That first time.
Oh, yeah, because he went shooting.
He flew across. I'm like, oh, that was hilarious. Star Wars.
I'm looking forward to watching that a third time. Mm-hmm. So
I haven't seen it a second time yet.
No.
I need to buy it on DVD in the future.
Yep.
Except for Blu-ray.
Yeah, you can do that too. Or whatever format they'll have in the future.
I don't know if I want to.
Well, I have all the other Star Wars so far.
I mean, I technically do too.
So I don't want to not have it. I mean, I have almost all the Marvel movies too, up to a certain point. And I have, like, a couple DC movies, and I think I'm done. So
that's fair.
I don't have any DC movies.
You don't have Wonder Woman? Wonder Woman was good.
I don't have Wonder Woman.
Okay. Well, that's the only one that matters.
So, what about you guys? What are you guys excited for this year?
Comics-wise,
mm-hmm.
I'm behind.
Right.
So I'm excited for the... Like, I'm behind.
Yeah.
Behind. So I'm excited to see the end of Secret Empire. That's what I'm currently reading a lot of.
Okay, yeah.
It's been over, so don't mm-hmm. spoil it for me, Internet. And I know what happens at the end. But I'm one of the very, very few people who enjoy Captain America being Hydra. Like, he did things well as a villain. And it's because everybody trusted him. Everyone believed he was the savior of the Earth, and then mm-hmm. he was evil. So I enjoy that. I'm curious what's going to happen. I've been reading it. You're behind, so I'm not going to spoil too much.
Sure.
Right?
I wanted to read it, and then I just kind of skimmed it. So I read a lot of it as it was happening.
Okay.
So I know basically what happens.
Some of the deaths and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, some characters have died in the recent issues I've read. I think it's like issue 7 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, I didn't think they'd kill that character. But they did. Because they just recently announced that character's getting a standalone movie. Have we talked about that yet?
We have not.
Oh, okay.
No.
But yeah. That's
I have no clue what's going on. Because I haven't read any of it. Probably won't.
Yeah, probably not. But yeah, it's been interesting. I think having a villain that is competent...
Mm-hmm.
Like, legit competent and not greedy. Like, a lot of supervillains can get away with stuff, but they're doing it because of greed or because of they just want to be dicks or something like that. Captain America legit believes Captain Hydra. Let's call him Captain Hydra.
Okay.
Legit believes in what he's doing. And that's an interesting twist for a villain. A competent villain who believes in what he's doing is a lot more fun to read than a lunatic who's just blowing random crap up. The problem is, all of his underlings are still regular Hydra dickbags and have no idea what's going on. If he had an army of him,
mm-hmm.
it'd be over. Nobody would win. Captain America would conquer the world.
So somebody would win?
Yeah, Captain America, I guess. None of the good guys would win, I guess.
Okay. Gotcha.
But yeah, it's been fun so far. Everyone else hates it. Everybody. Everyone I've ever talked to hates that storyline. I love it. But I'm a weirdo like that, so.
Well, I mean, everybody likes some comic books out there. That's why, they get published. And people like, there are people out there that like Secret Empire. Yeah. None of them are talking about it, nor did they at the time.
Just me, I'm taking an official stance. I like Secret Empire, thus far. Hasn't ended yet for me.
Yeah.
So, I like Widow took a team, basically the Champions.
Yeah.
Which is a team of, like, younger versions of most of the Avengers. So you got Miles Spider-Man. You got Viv Vision, the Vision's daughter. You've got Ironheart, who's not actually a champion, but she was there.
Mm-hmm.
You got Falcon 2, Electric Boogaloo. It's just Falcon. You got people like that. Black Widow took that team to go kill Captain America. secretly.
You kept killing them all?
No, not yet. Killed some of them. But not them all. And then if you read back at the last Civil War II,
mm-hmm.
The guy, the inhuman Ulysses, who can see the future, showed everyone a vision of the future where Captain America is killed by Miles Morales' Spider-Man at Washington, D.C. And that hasn't happened yet.
Oh, that's right. That's actually one of the inciting things in Civil War II, yep. Was that happening.
Yep.
Hmm.
Yep. So, right now, where I've read, Captain America is in D.C., and Miles Morales is in D.C., and we thought that he was about to kill Captain America, and he even beat him up a lot, but then someone, one of the other heroes, jumped in the way to stop the prophecy from coming true and got his or her neck broken. And that's where that issue basically ended.
Huh.
So, we'll see. Because so far, Ulysses?
Ulysses. Close enough.
I was trying to, like, plural, or, like,
Ulysses?
Belonging. Yeah.
I think, I don't know.
Put a possessive on it?
Yeah, I was trying to put a possessive on it. You know, if you like it, then you got to put a possessive on it.
Right.
That old Beyonce song. If you like it, then you better put a possessive on it. so far, all of his visions have come true, and he even evolved to be a higher being, one of those.
Watchers?
No, not those. The other ones.
Eternal?
Eternal, or something like that. One of those guys, like the Collector and the Grandmaster guys type thing. Or something. Was he not one of those? What was he?
No, they're Eternals are different. They're like Galactus.
Oh, okay, maybe one of those then.
Okay.
Well, that's something else I want to see. There's some sort of big cosmic war about to happen in the comics I've been reading a lot about, where like Galactus is teamed up with like that magical Falcon dude. A bunch of Marvel characters that are so out there I don't know who they are.
Magical Falcon
dude. Yeah, they're all like representations of cosmic forces in the Marvel universe, and they're about to go try to free the universe from chains that it's all tied up in. I'm real curious about what all that's about.
I don't know.
Oh, are you talking Ultimates Squared? That one?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Could be.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Definitely read that.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's a very out there book. It's not very action-y. It's more like science and very cerebral kind of book. It's very smartly written,
right.
But it's also hilarious and has a lot of cool characters.
Yeah, weird stuff's happened so far. Like, Galactus got turned good in one of the Ultimate books a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's not the Planet Eater, he's the Life Bringer.
Yep.
And then he went and found Ego, and he crawled inside of Ego's brain. Like, he shrunk down and crawled inside of Ego, and then unlocked the Ego's memories of what he used to be before he was Ego, because in Marvel lore, toilet paper roll of knowledge, most of the big space-like monster creatures like Galactus, Ego, and those guys are just the last survivors of previous cycles of the Marvel universe.
Huh.
Kind of.
Yeah.
In a weird way. So, basically, Galactus used to be the scientist guy who flew into the end of the universe when it ended in his cycle and somehow got turned into Galactus because of that. I don't know if they ever explained how that works, really. But then he finds out Ego is basically the same thing and unlocks a little bit of Ego's potential, and then Ego grows a body.
Weird.
Yeah, like the planet that is Ego apparently was just his head, so he grew a body off of that. And that's what I've read so far. And then they went through a giant space door and met Space Hawk guy and all these other cosmic-y beings that I don't know much about. So I'm curious.
Yeah.
What is this called again?
I don't know. Maybe I was high. I don't know.
No, Karen said the name.
Well, it sounds like, well, I know the first part you were talking about was the Ultimates
Squared. Yeah. There's something else. Anyway, someone else talk now. I'm going to look that up.
All right.
Keep going.
What are you looking forward to this year?
I don't know of any comic books that I'm looking forward to this year.
No worries.
I mean, I know there's a lot of movies that I'm looking forward to. Like, one in particular I'm really looking forward to is Isle of Dogs.
I choked.
Don't do that.
Eat a taco. Isle of Dogs, you say?
Yes, that is.
Tell us about Isle of Dogs, Tony. I'm also looking forward to Isle of Dogs.
Yes.
But you tell us.
Isle of Dogs is basically a movie that's about
dogs.
Trash island
mm-hmm.
or something. But actually, I don't really know why all the dogs are there.
Doesn't it is it supposed to take place during World War II?
Yeah, there's like some sort of war of some sort going on or something. I'm not 100% on that, but it looks amazing. But basically, there's this island with all these dogs, and this boy's dog ends up on the Isle of Dogs.
As one
and
does.
And the mm-hmm. boy flies to the isle to try to find his missing dog.
It is in stop motion-ish.
Yeah, and it's stop motion. So it looks awesome because I like stuff like that. It makes me think very much, you know, Fantastic Mr. Fox
right.
style.
I believe animation. It's made by the same guy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Very possible.
Yeah, Wes Anderson, he did both.
But the other dogs there decide that they're going to help this boy find his dog.
Psyhawk. That's his name. The Psyhawk.
The Psyhawk?
Yeah, these guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's the Infinaut, the Shaper's Ghost, and the Psyhawk. These are Marvel characters.
So far, this actually sounds like a Marvel comic I want to read, though.
Yeah. Try it. It looks like they might be fighting the Maker.
Oh, fun. But yeah, no, Isle of Dogs looks phenomenal. And it's got a really good cast. I'm trying to remember who all is supposed to be actually in it, but I know the last time I watched the preview, I was just like, oh my gosh, these people look amazing.
Yeah, remember Bryan Cranston is, I think is the one you hear most in the trailer. Edward Norton and Bill Murray, who has been pretty much all of Wes Anderson's movies.
Yeah.
Of course, he'll be in it.
He invented Wes Anderson.
I think so.
Yeah.
Story checks out.
Apparently, Jeff Goldblum's in it. Scarlett Johansson. Other names of people I don't know.
A bunch of stop-motion dogs.
Edward Norton.
I love
that. I don't know if you said that. Bill Murray? Huh. That's cool. Other people.
Captain America.
There's that crazy lady that's usually bald and never has eyebrows in any movie. That Tilda Swinton.
Oh, Tilda Swinton?
Wow. The ancient one.
Yeah.
Indeed.
But yeah, no, it looks phenomenal.
It does look like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree. Isle of Dogs is probably something I would want to try to see in theater because it looks like it's going to be a good experience if to see it on the big screen type of thing.
Yes.
Yeah. But I probably won't because I'm poor and don't have time. So we'll see how it goes.
Actually, speaking of being poor and
not having time.
Yeah, wanting to do that kind of stuff. I heard somebody talking about, like, there's some sort of movie pass that you can do at the theater.
Oh, really?
They were saying something like, it was like $10 a month.
Hmm.
But basically, you can just go see movies. Like, I'm assuming there's stipulations to when you can watch certain movies
most
or whatever.
Likely, yeah.
I'm sure you can go, like, opening weekend or anything like that.
Right.
But, yeah, no. A guy I know, he was talking about it on Facebook. He was like, oh, yeah. He's like, I got a movie pass. And everyone's like, what's that?
Hmm.
So, yeah. I'm
interesting.
Going to look into that at some point. Because, you know, I occasionally have the time to go watch movies.
Right.
But, you know, even if you saw, like, 4 movies for the month, I mean, spending $10 for 4 movies instead of, you know, not
like
even being able to pay for one.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Movies.
Yes, indeed.
Movies coming out this year.
Yep. There are actually quite a few.
Yeah. I'm also looking forward to Black Panther.
Mm.
I mean, going back to like comic book related things.
Couple weeks.
Yep.
When does that come out?
I
haven't written it up there yet.
As of this recording, it's kind of coming out in a couple weeks. But
in 10 minutes, practically.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll come out the week of Valentine's Day, the weekend after.
What is that?
Nothing says I love you like watching a guy in a leopard suit fight another guy in a leopard suit or panther suit.
Panther suit.
Yeah, same thing.
I'd say black.
They're all cats.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So.
Cat on cat fighting.
Cat fights. Ooh. Nothing says I love you like a cat fight.
Huh.
Yep.
Something like that.
I do. We kind of talked about this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of worry about Black Panther in that they made, it appears the villain is just going to be another guy in a Black Panther costume.
Right, yeah.
Which is something that Marvel does a lot in their early movies, especially, where the villain is just the bad guy also wearing, having the exact same abilities or wearing the exact same suit.
Yeah, so like an evil version of the hero, basically. Yeah,
like Iron Man fought basically Iron Man, Ant-Man fought basically Ant-Man, stuff like that.
Yep.
So I do worry because they're kind of, it appears from the trailer that they're repeating that same formula again.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want them to start evolving as a company and as movies a little bit. And I thought we were getting that from back when, even back when Guardians came out, I thought we were evolving a little bit. And back when Captain America Winter Soldier came out, I'm like, okay, we're starting to realize we need to not just make the same movie over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
But then they've kind of fallen back into that. Let's just make the same movie over and over again.
Right.
Feel recently. Feels but like.
I mean, like, I know they show the Claw.
Yeah.
In the previews. I'm hoping he's more of a main villain and the, like, Black Panther alter ego guy is, like, a secondary character.
I feel like it's probably going to be the other way around.
It probably is, so, but. Yeah.
Andy Serkis deserves more screen time.
Mm-hmm. Who?
He's the guy playing the Claw.
Oh, I don't know the name.
You may know him better as Gollum from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Or the main monkey in Planet of the Apes.
I have not seen any of Planet of the Apes, so.
What else has he been in? He's big.
He basically played King Kong.
He's a CG guy.
Not in the last one, but the one actually called King Kong. He did the motion capture stuff.
So. Oh.
Yeah, he needs to be allowed to actually have his real face on camera more often. Is all I'm
he
saying.
Might not want to.
I don't know. He's an actor.
Yeah, really, really good one, too.
Yep. But yeah, that could have been like two different movies, though. Give the Claw his own movie as a villain.
And then,
I keep forgetting the other guy's name.
Killmonger,
that's
yeah. Well, they set up Claw in...
Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Yep. He got his hand cut off.
Right.
By Age of Ultron.
So he's going to have to come back sooner than later, yeah. I think. So
I agree. And in my head, whenever I think Black Panther villains, I think the Claw.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that's the only one I know.
Yeah. Well, and he's like the main one that's always trying to get the vibranium.
Yep.
So
you got to shake it up, you know.
Indeed.
Vibranium. But yeah, Black Panther. Other movies that I'm looking forward to this year. I'm going to save the big one for last. Let's all save the big one for last. We know what the big one is, so we'll save that for last.
Infinity War. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Deadpool 2 comes out this year.
Yep. I'm actually probably looking forward to that more than a lot of other movies, just because I love Deadpool.
Right.
So... one that I'm looking forward to, but also not looking forward to kind of simultaneously, is Ready Player One, because I love the book immensely.
It is one of the only books I've ever bought. Have not read it. It is on my shelf. Brenda has read it. I have not read it. I need to read it. Not the website Reddit. Not brought to you by Reddit.
Or go and listen to the audiobook of it, because Will Wheaton reads it.
True. And he's the president is my understanding.
Yeah, he's the president.
He better be in this movie.
Ooh, that'd be awesome. He's probably not going to be.
Probably not. But it won't.
Because there's a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, they go into a lot of detail in the book.
Right.
And describing a lot of things that happen, like, everything that I saw on the previews... Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, they had a couple things that were brought up in the book, but there's, like, all sorts of random different pop culture things that they keep showing in the previews, and I'm like, that really wasn't in the book that I know of.
I've seen Overwatch characters in the trailer. The one that you drew. Mm-hmm.
Which, in all fairness...
Tracer?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, you drew Tracer and Black... Or the... With
the one with the yellow pants.
Or whatever. Yeah, seen. Tracer.
Okay. Yeah.
You should... maybe it was just, like, a teaser for the one, but I always forget her name, like the Spider Lady, the Widow
something? Widowmaker?
Widowmaker? Mm-hmm. Oh, that was right? Okay.
Could I don't be. Know. Nice.
I've not played it.
Yeah.
But
you own it, though.
Yes, I do.
You need to play.
Yeah, probably.
We should start a gaming channel.
So, here's my problem with that. I can't really get a lot of new games until I buy a lot bigger hard drive for my PlayStation 4, because right. apparently, if you want to have more space on your PlayStation 4, you just have to completely replace the hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have multiple hard drives hooked up to it.
Right.
Which, I'm like, maybe I should get an Xbox One. But, Xbox One power supplies go out like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Plus then and we wouldn't be able to play together, because I have a PlayStation 4, because you have a PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
So don't switch consoles on me now.
Yeah.
Cameron, you need a PlayStation 4.
I don't have money to go buy another console anyway. And if I did get another console, it would probably be a Switch.
Hmm?
But, I mean, I wouldn't get rid of the PS4.
I want to do that Labo stuff. Did we talk about that on here?
No, we should talk about that.
Did you want to finish Ready Player One?
Oh.
Before you go into another tangent?
No, I mean, I touched base on it enough. I mean, I'm trying not to watch too much for previews on it, because I've already been disappointed with... I mean, it looks phenomenal. And just going into it, just being like, hey, it's a new movie. I'm just going to watch it. I think I'll enjoy it, but looking at it as an actual Ready Player One movie,
mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it's probably not going to be... anything what I want. I do want it to do well, because then I will hope that they will make the second book that the author wrote.
Ready Player 2.
No, Armada. Damn.
That is just a waste of possibilities, you know? You already got Ready Player 1. Name the second book Ready Player
2. But it doesn't have anything to do with each other.
Yeah. Main character of Ready Player 1 is the kid who played Cyclops in Age of Apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I've ever seen him from. Is he a good actor? Because he wasn't in Age of Apocalypse.
He was all right. I mean,
was anything good in Age of Apocalypse?
No. I kind of like Nightcrawler.
Maybe.
But I always kind of like Nightcrawler. Yeah. So.
I would say maybe it wasn't the fact that he was bad acting in that. It's just the movie wasn't good. Ugh. So everybody did well. They just did as well as they could with a bad movie.
Except for Sophie Turner.
Who's that?
The Phoenix.
Oh. Well, I don't really care for her as Sansa.
I don't think she's a good actress.
Actually, I guess I like her character. She got older. She got a little bit better.
I feel like she is Sansa. Like, I don't think she's acting. I think that's just how she would react in these situations. And that's not acting, you know? Being you on TV isn't acting. And I feel like the Phoenix, Jean Grey, is not... I forgot the character's name, though we were just saying it.
Grey?
No, the other one.
The lady that played her?
No.
Sansa.
Sansa, thank you. Jean Grey and Sansa, not the same.
Well, no.
At all.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think she can... And the X-Men movie that's coming out this year is Dark Phoenix.
Yep.
Because they push back New Mutants, is something I learned last week.
Mm-hmm.
And Dark Phoenix has got to lean hard into... Jean Grey.
Oh yeah,
as a main part of the movie, which means it's going to be leaning into Sophie Turner, which means it's going to be bad.
True.
Yeah.
So, and that's actually good segue for to kind of talk about our couple polls that we put out earlier this month, which we talked about. We posted some of the movies that we've talked about. And one or two others that we will get to today. We talked about which comic book film you're most looking forward to.
Which this was weird to me, the responses on this.
A little bit. So even though there are, you know, several coming out, I did...
Everyone knows Aquaman is the best comic book movie coming out next year. I mean, this
nope. Yeah. I didn't even add
that one. You didn't even put Aquaman on there?
Nope.
Rigged. Yeah. Rigged.
Technically, it is all Marvel here.
Recount.
Of the four, well, the four that were selected for the poll were Black Panther, Deadpool 2, Dark Phoenix, and Avengers: Infinity War.
They didn't even put Ant-Man and the Wasp on there.
You can only do four.
You can only do four?
Yeah.
Twitter's broken.
I know.
I want to write Twitter, an angry Twitter, about how, hey, I want more Twitters.
They did give us more characters. I'm surprised you don't have more options for polls.
That's going to be what the whole thing says. Hey, I want more Twitters. And they're just going to be like, okay. Anyway, who won?
Black Panther, 46% of the vote. Avengers got 31%. Deadpool got 23%. And for those that do math, that's all of them. Yeah, that's everything.
Nobody voted for Dark Phoenix.
Nope.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Now, what confused me is how Infinity War didn't win that vote.
Yeah, I don't know. Out of that list, I mean, I would have personally gone with Deadpool 2 just because of Deadpool.
Right.
But what I if still
Deadpool's
think,
in Infinity War?
I still think Infinity War should have won out over Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. Well, Black Panther's in Infinity War.
Yeah.
He looks like a big part of Infinity War.
He does.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like they're fighting in a Wakanda.
Yeah.
So.
100%.
Yeah.
What if Deadpool shows up in Infinity War?
That'll be awesome.
I will.
I'll be happy.
I will poo. Just right then and there. In public. If Deadpool just...
I don't want to watch the movie with you right now.
You don't
now,
have to.
You know, man.
No.
You can just enjoy it with me.
I don't.
Just be like, hey, he pooed himself. Deadpool's here. That'd be the best thing.
Yep. Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe it could be kind of fun. And be like, Deadpool made my friend poop.
Yes. Infinity War. I think we're in it now.
Yeah, we might
Infinity
as well
War
be.
Is
we
the movie well. I'm looking forward to the most this year. By 1,000%. And it's because it's everything that I love thus far.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it doesn't hurt me the way Age of Ultron did. Because I do love me an Ultron. And
yeah.
That hurt.
Well, I mean, as long as it's done right and not, you know, using Age of Ultron as an example, you know, the Hour of Ultron or...
Yeah.
Day of Ultron, however you want to look at it, that it really was.
The setup for the next several movies of Ultron is what it was.
Not an age of anything. But, yeah, I mean...
I think it's going to be good.
Yeah, Infinity War is going to be good. It's got... My only concern with it is going with as big of a cast as they're going and trying to get everyone in there. Are they going to have enough time to do everything? Are they going to go try to do a Star Wars and try to go too many directions at once and fail?
That could be an issue. I'm worried about that. What they need to do is focus on either what they can. I can see it going two or three ways successfully. Focus on Thanos. Basically, Thanos is our camera person. Wherever he is where the camera is, and we don't really pay attention to anything else, which will be brutal.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get a lot of plot, I think, in that, but I don't know how much plot we need at this point. We've had 20-something movies building up to this.
Everything is leading, so.
So that's your plot. But
yeah.
We could also have it so that there are teams, similar to what they do in a lot of the comic book crossover events, where there are teams of Avengers, and the story is built around what teams are doing instead of around what individuals are doing. And I think that could be fairly successful, too.
I think that's where they're going. Because we see a lot of groups of certain characters.
Yeah, because, I mean, you see Cap with Black Panther and Wakanda with...
Get this man a shield. Yeah. I can't do the accent.
You shouldn't try. it's a good line.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and you see Thor with the Guardians.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't seen much from them yet.
Yeah, which... And that was another thing that I was wondering about, because they were showing like all these different sections. It's like, okay, they're... all over the place.
Yeah.
Are they going to be focusing on too much, trying to do too many stories at one time? Or are they going to just kind of briefly show these guys in different areas and have them all coming together? Now, I mean, I'm sure they're going to be fighting on different fronts.
Yeah.
Because I'm highly doubting Thanos is going to just attack all one centralized area, which we've already seen attacking in Wakanda and wherever Peter Parker's at the time.
Probably New York.
I'm imagining New York. But Who knows? He might be on another school trip again, doing whatever.
Who knows? Yeah.
Because, I mean, he's in a school bus. That's really all we know.
Yeah.
I really hope that if it is split into just the two fronts, Wakanda and New York, that... Because we've seen a bunch of the Avengers who are in Wakanda.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got Cap. We got Panther. We've got... Looks like kind of War Machine, honestly. It's hard to tell.
It looks like War Machine, Falcon's there, Falcon. Hulk.
Yeah, we got a bunch of the guys there. I'm hoping that what happens in New York then, because we know we've seen Iron Man in New York, we've seen Doctor Strange in New York, Spider-Man in New York. That's not as big of a team thus far. Uh-huh. I'm hoping...
The Guardians of Thor show up there?
No. I'm hoping Daredevil and that team. I know I'm not going to get it, but I'm going to hold out hope until I die. That's what I want. I want Daredevil, like, even in the background. Because there's armies of these weird forearm dudes fighting everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Why can't we just have them fight some forearm guys in the backgrounds?
And, I mean, you know they would be able to handle it. I mean, yeah. Luke Cage is strong. Jessica Jones is strong. Iron Fist is
we'll long die. As he... Let's just let him die. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to glow. And rip to shreds. Glow fist. Glow. I'm not working dead. That's how that should go.
That's all that's left is a dimming hand just on the ground.
Yeah.
And then, but, yeah. So, I mean, Daredevil can fight.
Yeah.
But at this point, they should just replace Iron Fist with the one chick.
Colleen, yeah. She picks up the fist and gets the powers after Iron Fist has been ripped to shreds. Girl Iron Fist.
I'm the final cut.
Not me. copying. So yeah, by far, Infinity War is the movie I am looking forward to.
When is that actually supposed to come out?
May 4th.
May 4th.
May 4th.
May 4th.
Is when it's supposed to come out of this year. May 4th.
So Star Wars Day.
Star Wars Day. Also my anniversary.
Also that.
So that's how I remember it.
Very nice.
Wait,
that's how you remember which one.
Yes.
Okay.
Now We've already had a whole episode about Infinity Wars in just that trailer, so we probably shouldn't spend too much time on this.
No.
If you want to hear our theories on what happens in Infinity War, Pepper Potts dies, go back and listen to our previous episode about that.
Now, when does Ant-Man and Wasp come out?
June?
Okay, June. So that will be taking place afterwards. I was trying to figure out...
June or July.
Which one is supposed to come out when?
But not January. A lot of J months.
There are, there's a few.
But we watched the trailer for Ant-Man and the Wasp before we started recording today.
Yeah. I was, and we should actually talk about that possibly in a floater.
Floater.
That we could do.
Could be buckets.
Because we've got a couple weeks to fill with some shorter episodes. So
Ghost Poop. Oh, we should come up with something and call it the Ghost Poop.
I like it.
It's an episode where we forget to post it or something. Anyway.
That's a terrible idea.
We'll talk Last week we had a ghost poop.
We did. We'll talk about that a little later.
Yes.
Possibly in a different episode. Mm. But,
Aquaman comes out this year.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
It's going to be so bad.
It is.
So bad.
At first... was excited that Jason Momoa was going to be Aquaman. And then the last Justice League thing happened. And
Have you seen Justice League yet?
Kim? Nope.
You still haven't seen Justice
League? It's at the cheap theaters now, so I'll probably maybe see it.
Right.
If it leaves theaters and I haven't seen it, it ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, then go watch it.
It's a fun movie. It's just,
as a whole, it's not bad.
Yeah.
There's a lot of aspects to it that I'm like, I don't enjoy at all.
Yeah.
But
it's bad. It's a fun movie. It is not good. Right. But it is a fun movie. Like, I didn't hate it.
No.
I didn't hate it at all. But it did not make me look forward to Aquaman. The standalone, like, it doesn't make me look forward to any of the future standalone DC movies.
Mm-hmm.
In all honesty, I kind of would like to see a Flash movie from it. Mm. I did enjoy that Flash.
Yeah. Well, if they're doing Flashpoint, it shouldn't really be a standalone. The Flashpoint movie the Flashpoint comics have the other characters in it, so they should really be in it a little bit. So basically, yeah, I don't super consider that a standalone character movie because all the other heroes should be there too.
Yeah, well, some versions of Flash movie.
Yeah, oh yeah, Flashpoint is a funnish storyline.
Well, yeah, no, I'm not even saying Flashpoint. I'm just saying in general Flash.
Yeah,
like because I enjoyed him as Flash.
Yes, Ezra Miller's Flash was pretty good. I do not look forward to Aquaman though, and that's what's coming out this year.
Yeah,
and I think that's the only thing from DC coming out this year.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah,
just kind of sad.
Fish Boy to the rescue.
Which I like, you know, the King Aquaman and the cartoons and stuff like that. I like that character. But, yeah. Jason Momoa just, I don't know, he seemed, I don't even know the right word for it.
Just, like a hippie?
I don't even know if he seemed like a hippie, but he just, he seemed off.
He's not the King of Atlantis.
No, he's not.
At all in this. In fact, it seems like that was like the first, that part in the movie where he goes to Atlantis seems like that was the first time he's ever been to Atlantis.
Yeah. I don't know. I was disappointed in him.
I don't know how much that was him and how much it was...
The story. And it probably was the story.
But the way they keep doing underwater graphics in these movies looks so bad.
Yeah.
So that's like, no matter what, this is going to be a bad movie.
And I still don't completely know what to think about Cyborg.
I do like the change of clothes that they teased for Cyborg at the end of the movie. They tease him having different armor, basically.
Okay.
And I like the way that looked way better than he did throughout the entire damn movie. But he has the personality of a wet noodle. So,
yep.
That's going to be a problem. Aquaman!
So, we're excited for Aquaman, then, basically.
No.
No, not at all.
My movies that I think are going to do good this year, probably Infinity War, I think, is going to do really good.
Yeah.
Then probably Black Panther, right under that.
Uh-huh.
Then probably Ant-Man and the Wasp. Then probably Deadpool 2. And then way down here, X-Men Dark Phoenix. And I think Aquaman's going to do worse than that.
Fair enough.
That's my lineup of superhero movies, I think. If I had to guess their performance this year, that's the line.
That's fair. Yeah, as far as DC goes, it's just Aquaman. That's all I can find. Because everything else is... either next year or the year after.
Yep.
Actually, yeah, I was going to say Shazam, I think, is this year, but nope, that's 2019.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we don't... That's it.
We're just getting Fish Boy.
We are just getting Fish Boy. But we do have some non-comic book films.
Yes.
Also, we did talk about Ready Player One.
Uh-huh.
Which is...
talked about Isle of Dogs.
Yes.
We did talk about Isle of Dogs. My segue for Ready Player One is that it was the rating champion for our other poll that we did earlier this year.
What were the options on that one?
Let's see. Ready Player One, it got 44%. The next film after that was A Wrinkle in Time, which got 23%.
That's the one with Oprah Winfrey, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. That one looks interesting. I don't know enough about what's going on in it.
It looks interesting. The book... I don't think I finished, but what I read of it was good.
Right.
But yeah, it looks interesting. I have an issue with the fact that I can't buy Oprah.
As anything other than Oprah now?
Kinda. And she's a great actress.
She is.
And I see her playing like more dramatic roles, and I'm like completely believable.
Oh, yeah.
But when she's playing a fantasy character larger than life, I see Oprah.
I worry about Wrinkle in Time a little bit because me and Brenda did some research back when we first heard it was coming out.
Mm-hmm.
The director apparently has been stated as saying she hates kids And A Wrinkle in Time, the book is about a child.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the previews show that it's about kids.
I'm worried she's going to make it not about kids and make it all about the three main magic ladies.
Well, I mean, it's so, from the one preview that I saw, it seemed like he was really focusing on the kids.
Well, that'll be good if it is, but I worry that she doesn't know how to work with kids, and that might be an issue.
Yeah.
But if she can pull it off, that's going to be great. Because we need more weird magic-y stuff.
Yeah. And Wrinkle in Time has a huge following. Yeah. I think there's two other books. I think it's a trilogy, could if be. I remember correctly. So,
you know, I don't read.
Nope. But back to the poll and to other films. The third option, which got 22% of all the votes, Pacific Rim Uprising.
Robot versus anything is awesome.
Godzilla Monsters.
Yep.
Yep. I'm ridiculously excited for that one. I loved the first one so much.
The Pacific Rim movies are good. Let's go in here, shut off our brains, and have some fun movies.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's not try to think of the deeper meaning here. Let's just watch a big robot punch a monster in the face. that's good popcorn movie right there.
Yeah. And, I mean, they have, the first one had a lot more character and a good, I wouldn't say a good story, but it had a story.
No, it had a story.
It had more than I think we expected.
Yes.
But it's still, I mean, people.
It wasn't Memento or something like that.
No. People criticized it for being too simple. It's like, that's the point.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. Yes.
You don't want to have you can do a complex plot and do something like that.
Right.
But that's what they tried to do with the Godzilla reboot a few years ago.
It was not good.
It was not good.
Yeah.
But I have high hopes for this one. The last film on our poll that got the lowest vote, 11%, Solo, A Star Wars Story.
Yeah.
Which, understandably so, because it's a Han Solo movie.
Yep. I forgot it was coming out this year, honestly. Yeah.
I didn't. It doesn't, that's another one I'm not looking for.
It doesn't come out in December either.
No.
It comes out earlier.
It comes out May 25th.
Yeah, it comes out pretty early for a Star Wars movie, so that's going to be weird.
Yeah.
I love Donald Glover. Donald Glover? Danny Glover.
Donald Glover.
I love both.
Danny Glover's lethal.
I love both of them, frankly.
Fair enough.
Yeah, they're both good actors.
And he is playing Lando.
Yeah,
that's cool.
In the Solo movie.
That makes me anxious to see it a lot more.
Yep. But that's the only good thing I've heard about the Solo movie thus far. So, yeah,
it's with the creative shift, because they had some good directors.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to do something that the higher-ups of Lucas or Disney, whatever,
overlords.
didn't agree with, so... Right. They were out. I was looking forward to the people that made the Lego movie making a Han Solo movie.
Yeah, that would be cool.
It seemed, it seemed super fun. And Ron Howard's, very capable director, but
right.
He's, I mean.
I'm a big fan of Arrested Development.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be interesting. Han Solo filmed in the style of Arrested Development.
I've seen some memes for that.
I want to make that.
They're pretty.
We're going to take all the footage from Han Solo and cut it into an Arrested Development style movie.
And narrated by Ron Howard the whole time? Yep.
I'm just going to take his dialogue from Arrested Development and put it over.
I like it.
So, question about the Solo movie.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be about young Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
However, the actor who's playing young Han Solo isn't much younger than Han Solo was in the original trilogy.
Right.
So, how come?
Who knows?
Okay.
Because, I mean...
Is this like young Han Solo as in the week before he meets Luke Skywalker, young Han Solo?
Sure, why not?
It's probably... I think it's a few years... At least a few years before. But I'm kind of worried the more I hear about it.
Right.
It's like, It's a... Part of it is about how Han met Chewie. I don't need that story.
That's silly.
We know that,
who cares?
Chewie owes him a life debt.
Yeah.
So we're going to have
see that.
We're going to find out.
Or they're going to forget to put that in the story altogether.
Yeah. Or we'll find out how that happens. I'm honestly just, if they touched on that, fine, but I don't need the origin for Han and Chewie.
I hope.
I'd be more apt to just watch a Chewie movie.
That's the holiday special.
No. I want it good, Chewie.
I really hope the end of the Solo movie is like, okay, we're wanted by some intergalactic whatever now. We gotta go get face transplants. And then they have like bad CG young Harrison Ford. And it's like, that's why our faces look this way now.
That's hilarious. Yeah. I like it.
Face off.
So
that's gonna be dumb.
I'll see it.
I'll see it
immediately.
Yeah,
I love first week Star Wars, but
obviously.
But yeah, I'm hoping it's better than what I'm building up in my.
Yeah,
yeah. I didn't think Rogue One was gonna be very good, and it turned out pretty good.
Oh yeah, Rogue One was awesome.
So we can hope. Okay.
So that's a
the
lot.
Only thing that another thing that I want to point out, one of the biggest things that I'm worried about them doing in this movie is trying to bring in like characters that you end up falling in love with, but then obviously never see again because
like Rogue One.
Well, with that though, like we knew everybody was going to die going into that.
I didn't know that. I theorized it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, I didn't know that, but I figured that's what was going to happen.
I assumed.
But
you know what they say about assuming? I'm normally right. So
yeah. But no, it's like, if they show these characters and they don't die off in the movie, it's like, well, what happened to them? Because obviously they're not in any of the rest of the movies.
One of them becomes Snoke. There's your Snoke background, everybody. Good night! yeah, that's a good point.
It's a big galaxy, though, and I mean, Han went from being a smuggler to joining the Rebellion.
Right,
because of a girl.
Right. Doesn't mean whoever he's going to... shack up with in his
he origin up film. With Snips.
Ew.
Okay, I'd be. You
she's
know,
an adult.
Yeah.
She's an adult.
I can't disconnect the two. I can't take
well live action
old Han Solo and see Ahsoka. I can't. No, I can't. I can't reconcile that. It's not cool.
Maybe she'll be in it though.
That'd be awesome.
That I'm fine with.
A movie we haven't talked about yet. Switching subjects. The new Cloverfield movies coming out this year.
I have never seen any Cloverfield anything.
You're a bad person.
Yeah, I know that. I think our listeners know that I'm a bad person.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't have a name yet.
They're calling it God Particle, but right. I think that
that's a code
might
name.
Be changing. Yeah, as they do that.
Someone let slip recently. This mm-hmm. actually came out very recently, and I learned it from a podcast called Dynamic Banter.
Mm-hmm.
Which used to do a podcast, the guys who do it used to do a podcast called Cloverfields,
mm-hmm.
which was all about Cloverfield and the universe that they're building. But they found out that somebody let slip that the movie might be called Cloverfield Station.
Okay.
And it's going to take place in space. Space Station.
Interesting.
Cloverfield Station.
Yeah. I saw something...
So is it going to have like a Dead Space feel?
I don't know.
Because that'd be cool.
Maybe.
But Cloverfield often has an ARG game,
mm-hmm.
which is a like a augmented reality game type thing.
Yeah,
where you have to go onto websites that are like real websites, but they're not real websites for fake companies,
mm-hmm.
and you have to find the clues to put together the stuff. And apparently, the ARG game for the newest Cloverfield just started.
Okay,
so it's like okay, so now we're gonna get some info. Because they had one for the original Cloverfield back when MySpace was a thing.
Right, I remember.
And then they had one for Cloverfield Lane.
Yeah.
A couple of years ago. And now apparently the new one's starting up.
And right now. There's also a fourth one now.
What?
There's going to be a fourth movie already.
Really?
I guess, well, that's one of the rumors. Like, apparently it's already filmed, or it's filming now.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I'm fine with that. I like this concept
mm-hmm.
of what they're doing with the Cloverfield movies, where they take place in the same reality, but not necessarily in the same universe.
Right. And I guess one of the upcoming films is going to connect first one and then 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Interesting. So, that'll be fun to see.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
Yeah.
Like, when the first Cloverfield came out, I didn't know about the ARG game because the internet didn't exist for me back then.
Yeah, I didn't mess with that much either.
Like, I don't think I even had internet in my house back when that came out. So I went and saw the movie. I'm like, that's an interesting movie, but I have no idea what's going on because I didn't play the ARG. And then when I found that podcast, Cloverfields, mm-hmm. Because I used to watch the guys who do it on SourceFed Nerd back when that was a thing. I followed these guys for a long time.
I guess so.
But then they explained the ARG in great detail mm-hmm. in their podcast that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
And apparently they lost all the files too because they didn't think about actually saving the files. They just thought that the thing they were uploading it to would save the files forever, mm-hmm. and it didn't. so they lost all those old podcasts. They explained the ARG, and I'm like, oh, that's why this is a great movie.
See, I never even did that much. I knew some of the viral marketing that was going on, but I really just watched the movie and enjoyed it for what it was.
Yeah.
Like we did in the old days.
Back in the day.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So, we're getting close to out of time. Right. Is there anything else you guys want to touch on outside of movies? Maybe anything TV-wise, video games?
Yeah, I was going to say, we didn't do video games, but I think there was something. It's coming out this year. Oh, Spider-Man video game. Have you guys seen anything on that? I can't remember what it's called.
I know it's a thing, but I haven't seen it.
It's like Sony's Spider-Man or something.
I mean, one of the video games I was looking forward to actually just came out already, like a week ago or whatever. I don't know if it's been a full week now. Now that I think about it. But was the Monster Hunter Worlds. But like I said, that's already just come out. And it's new for 2018.
Yeah.
But
that counts.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I mean, I'm looking forward to the next expansion for Destiny 2.
Mm-hmm.
Love Destiny 2. I've been playing that a lot. But, I mean, really, I don't know too many video games that are coming out. I haven't really been looking into a lot of video games. Most of the stuff that I know that's coming out that I want to do anything with this year has mostly been movies. Obviously, there's random TV shows that I'm looking forward to them starting back up. Like, I'm always ready for more Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah.
But
TV show is good. Oh, there's New Warriors comes out this year, maybe. Mm-hmm. Cloak and Dagger comes out this year.
Yep.
Marvel's
going to take up a lot of our time.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And
a lot of my time. You guys don't watch it.
Dang it. Sure. I watch.
You watch most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, I usually watch the Marvel TV shows.
Yeah.
I usually watch them before
you
guys
do. Did you watch all Inhumans?
No, talked about
it. It was real bad.
Yeah, that was just awful.
It was so bad. I hate it so much.
dang it. What was that? Legion.
Legion comes back this year.
Yeah, Legion.
Oh, Legion is
that
so
I am definitely looking forward to.
I want to see what happened. That thing at the end,
thing
that we can't talk about because Cameron still hasn't watched it. That thing, though?
Yes. We need to see.
Know. I want to know what that thing is.
Exactly!
If you haven't listened to our Legion review for the first season of Legion, go back like five months back ago. When me and Honey recorded a podcast when Cameron wasn't here about it.
Yep.
I mean, Nick, cool. Start watching Legion. I don't know if you finished it or not.
It's awesome.
I still can't get into Hulu. I don't think I have access to it anymore. So.
Weird.
Yeah.
They blocked you. For all those dick pics you drew into their code somehow.
It's not how anything works, but yeah, probably.
Anyway, we got lots of stuff. This year could be good.
This year could be good.
I mean, it's already not 2017, so I mean, that going for it.
So far. Someone I don't like much in our local area is leaving, and I'm happy about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. That's great.
Yep.
Going far, far away from
far,
us.
Far, far away. Pizza party.
Anywho.
I'm hoping Kingdom Hearts 3 gets released.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to this year.
And I've heard that that's actually going to be, they're going to port it to PS3.
Really?
Because that's what it was supposed to get released on. If they do, I'm all set.
There you go.
Otherwise, I have incentive
to buy a PS4. I have both of those consoles. Yeah, you get a PS4, you start a gaming channel.
I was going to say, yeah. In that aspect, I kind of hope it doesn't come out on PS3, so mm-hmm. you have to get a PS4.
We can start a gaming channel. We should call it Nerd.
How about the Nerds Next Door? Since we wanted to use that name anyway. We don't have to have the same exact title.
Well, I like the title. We can call it Playing with Pooh.
No, let's not call it that.
What's a good thing for Playing with Pooh? Send us your suggestions for our new gaming channel that's never going to happen to Nerd Dump Podcast on Twitter.
I thought you were going to say at the email.
What's
at Nerd nerddumbpodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, that one too. Or tweet us at the nerddumbpodcast. I'm at Cody Wack.
I'm at Cameron Kiefer.
And I'm at Viking Honey.
If you enjoyed this episode,
you're wrong.
You should subscribe and listen to more of our crap. Rate us.
And you'll still be wrong.
And, yeah. And anytime you see a poll, feel free to chime in. We can also, you can also comment and let us know what you'd like to hear us talk about. Right. We are fans of our fans, and we would love to give you a mention on the show. So,
and we won't berate you too much.
Nope.
I don't even know what the word means.
That's right.
I think it means throwing barrettes at people.
Not barrette them. Berate them.
With a bandana?
Sure, why not? We'll throw bandanas at you.
Oh, I want a bandana.
It'll be a virtual bandana.
Have a good night, everybody.
All right, have a good week. See ya.
Bye. Sorry.